Hello and welcome to Freedom Revamped, the podcast. I am your host, Deshawn, and I am so happy to be joined by our founder, Courtney. We don't get to see her often, but we are happy to have her because we would not be a podcast without her. So, Courtney, thank you for joining us. And, Courtney, can you introduce our special guest?
Yeah, so today with us, we have Miss My Unique. She is the founder of Instagram for Believers. She also has a podcast called For the One, but what really drew me to her is her merchandise that says Jesus loves broken people. We will allow her to go further into who she is, but that is how we came across her.
That's so awesome. Thank you for having me, first and foremost. I know it's so tricky to get people on podcasts. So I have a platform called Instagram for Believers. It's on Instagram. And honestly, it's so crazy how everything I do kind of has tied into that, including merch. And so what happened is when I began working in ministry, I work in youth and young adult ministry, is that I felt like I was too broken, you know, that God couldn't use me. And I was just like, yeah, no. And so out of that, Jesus really just kind of taught me that, like, Jesus still loves me despite what I feel is, like, broken in me. And then that led to having a platform on Instagram of just like encouraging people, of just like, God, I just want to encourage people to not think and process the way I do. And then actually earlier this year, I started the For the One podcast, which is basically, I love that Instagram for Believers was something that it was never like part of the plan for me. I actually have my bachelor's in graphic and web design, and I was like, you know what? Web design makes a lot of money. Like, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And so God really just kind of sought me out in a season. And throughout that, I told God that I would just encourage one person a day and that I would be satisfied. And so that's why the podcast is For the One, is because I still believe that I just started it. And so I believe that God still allows me to have one message for one specific person. So I don't like, I honestly don't even promote my podcast much, but I feel like if it's the one person that needed to listen to whatever it is that I was saying, that God is just like doing his thing, you know, as he always does. So it's been great.
I am so excited to have you, My Unique. I was able to kind of stalk you a little bit on Instagram, and I love your page and all of the amazing quotes that are listed on there. And today we'll be talking about pursuing Christ. And I think one of my favorite quotes that I found on your page, you said, is by Noah Herring. And it said, stop following Jesus by just waiting to get into heaven. Jesus isn't a travel agent.
Yes.
He's a change agent. He doesn't just change your eternity. Yes. He changes your life.
Good.
And I was like, this is good. This is so good. Because I think that a lot of people think that our relationship with God is a destination. Like it's a place that we have to get to. And it truly is a journey and an ongoing experience. So I'm excited to jump into that conversation with you and Courtney today. But before we get any further, Courtney has developed this concept of practical freedom, and I absolutely love it. But before we dive into the practice of freedom, I want to know how you define freedom.
I would define freedom as having the liberty to do and be. Whenever I think of like anything opposite from freedom, I think of like an enslavement, almost, to say, where it's like I'm controlled or like enslaved to something, whatever that may be. And so I honestly just think of freedom as like having this liberty to do and be happy, honestly, because when you're not living in freedom, you're honestly kind of just sad and you're not living the way that the Lord has intended for us to live life.
Agreed. Courtney, would you like to elaborate a little bit on what freedom means to you as well while we have you here?
Yes. So, you know, I've given my definition of freedom a few times, but I think now I'm more focusing on freedom of my emotions. I feel like lately I've been trying to almost suppress my emotions and not allow myself to feel them because they've been so overwhelming during these times with all that's going on. So right now I'm just practicing the freedom of allowing myself to feel and know that it's okay to feel, because that's what emotions were created for.
I love that. I think that that's super important right now, considering what's going on in the world around us, allowing ourselves to feel in these times and be in tune with those feelings and know that ultimately God cares about those feelings and that they're not inadequate. So I love that you mentioned that in it. So as we move a little bit further into our conversation, I want to know how you guys have been practicing freedom. whether it be on a daily basis or a weekly basis, specifically right now in the midst of a pandemic.
So, I completely agree with the emotions part. I think in this season that the Lord has really taught me that it's okay. You know what I mean? So many people think that because they have, like, if you're experiencing emotion that's kind of bad, like, and I've struggled with depression and anxiety in the past, and still something that I'm honestly working through, but I used to feel so ashamed of those feelings of just like, I'm not good enough, Lord, like I shouldn't be feeling like this. And so something that the Lord has just been teaching me since March, since quarantine, is that, like, it's okay. And I finally have let myself feel like if I'm honestly sad, and I've gotten to this place where I even start posting it on Instagram because I don't want people to think that I have a picture perfect life, you know, and that everything is always okay with me all the time. It's just like, sometimes things just suck and that's okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. I completely agree. And I think that the Lord, like, I used to be so bad at this, but in this last year, the Lord has been teaching me that it's okay. You know, like, it's okay to express that. It's okay to say sometimes, like, I'm just not okay. And that's okay. Yeah, so I completely agree. I think that's what has been a major key this season with, like, quarantine and everything, of just like figuring out what life is looking like and the new, you know, the new normal for a lot of us. And so I think the Lord has just been like, you know what, my unique, like, just like David, expressed so many different emotions in the book of Psalms, of just so many, like, whether he was sad or depressed or happy and full of joy, like, it's okay to have these feelings, and it's okay to let the Lord use these feelings and teach us in these seasons.
I would agree. I totally agree. So I'm actually excited to dive into this conversation, because I truly believe that for me, God has been a source of freedom. So it delights me to talk about pursuing a relationship with Christ. So just to kind of dive into our first question today, I want to know how you ladies came to know Christ. I grew up in the church, so Christ has always been pretty prevalent within my life.
So I grew up in a Christian household with me and my siblings. So it's my mom, and then I come from a large family. I come from 9, and I'm a middle child. So growing up, my mom had introduced us to Jesus at such an early, you know, young age. And I always tell people, though, I don't think I really kind of took grasp of that and had my own relationship until I hit about 18. I was 17 going on 18 at the time. And what it was is I actually lost my brother. We lost my brother to suicide in 2011. And I had so many questions for the Lord because it didn't make sense. You know, I was like, God, you know, we're a family that goes to church every Sunday. We do the right things. Like, why is this happening? And so in that searching of just like trying to figure out what was going on, I honestly met the Lord, and he met me in the middle of that mess. And so when I turned 18, I decided, like, okay, it's time to stop depending on my mom and her faith to get me through life, is that I need to see for myself what it is. Because during that time, my mom was still like, okay, we still have to go to church. Okay, we still have to wake up and pray. And I was like, I don't want to do those things. Like, how are you asking us to do these things when, you know, my brother had just passed away? So it didn't make any sense to me. So I started seeking him for myself, and I just kind of found him in the middle of that mess. And so it truly is a story of just like how God used brokenness and really just looked for me and was just like, hey, this is the reality of what life is. And that's when I truly think I just met the Lord. And since then, it's just been such a journey, but such a great one.
I love that. Courtney, would you like to share?
Yes, so same with me. I grew up in the church. We went every Sunday, every Wednesday, sometimes twice on those days. But like you said, it really was me just going because, you know, my mom wants me to go and all my friends are there and all my family is there. But I really started seeking a relationship with God when I was about in the 9th grade. And so we've all heard the John 3:16 verse like over and over again. I'd heard it my entire life. But for some reason, when I heard it this specific time at church, it hit me differently. And looking back on it now, I can say that I needed my relationship with God during this time, because like right after I started seeking my relationship with him, so much stuff started happening. I had a friend who was killed. I had my cousin who died from cancer. So I really started seeking my relationship with him at the perfect time, because had I not, then I probably wouldn't have made it through everything that started happening after that. But hearing John 3:16 that time, I don't know why it stuck out to me that time, but I remember just crying when my youth pastor read it, because to me it was like, this person who I don't even know, he knows me, but I didn't know him at the time. He decided to send his son to die for me. And on top of that, his son was actually willing to do it. So I feel like, I don't know what it was about hearing that verse that time that led me to be like, I need to know him, because I heard it before. But that was the moment that I was like, okay, let me start getting to know this person who sent his son to die for me.
Yeah.
I love that. I think the common thread is having been initially exposed to it, because it seems like we all had families who were strong in faith and who had us in the church and things like that. So it was something that we had seen. So I almost, like, kind of to piggyback off of that, want to think about those who might not have had that initial exposure to Christ, and how, you know, how it must be for them to come to know Christ and to learn who he is. Do you think that if you didn't have that initial exposure, you would have still found Christ the way that you have?
I think eventually. I think it would have looked different, and I wouldn't necessarily have the heart that I do, because of what I went through allowed me to really kind of press into different areas that the Lord had just been speaking to me. You know what I mean? So that, like, for example, like, out of that is what Instagram for Believers started, because I was like, if I can just encourage one person who may be dealing with, you know, depression or suicidal thoughts or just having anxiety, if I can encourage one person in that, then I think I'm good, God, you know? And so I think he still would have searched me the way he did, but I think it just would have looked different for my life in the things that he kind of has me doing. It's also why I have a heart for youth ministry, because when I met the Lord, I was 17 going on 18. So I was getting ready to graduate out of a youth position. And so because of that, it was like, I started in ministry, like where I was at, and I was like, it's good to talk to high school kids about who the Lord is. So I think definitely would have found him eventually, but I just think it would look so much different.
Yeah. I agree. I think for me, like we discussed, having been exposed to it, I honestly don't know what things would have been like if I didn't get up every Sunday to go to church, and if I wasn't involved in the youth ministry, if I wasn't involved in the children's choir and the dance team and so on and so forth, because that literally was my identity. I attended private school, and it was a Christian private school from the time I was in first grade to the time I was in sixth grade, and my parents could no longer afford it. So I was always exposed. So it's kind of like to think that there could have been a time where I didn't know him. Like I almost kind of get sad thinking about, like, I would not have been able to handle life the same way that I have if I didn't have that initial exposure. I think the time that I confirmed my faith and made the decision for myself that this was what I wanted to truly believe, and it wasn't just something that was inherited from my family, was at a pivotal point. It seems like for all of us, it was a moment where we needed nothing the world could provide could comfort us through all of the hurt that we were dealing with. Like, my parents were going through a divorce at the time that I was confirming my faith. So I was stripped of everything that I knew, and stripped of my comfort, and he stepped in and was my comfort. And that's why I think I am so adamant about my relationship with God to this day, because he literally met me at my lowest point and let me know, like, don't stay down here. You know, don't stay down there. There's a piece of me and you that's going to give you the power to get through this. That's going to make you stronger than the situation. And that proved itself to be true. And I'm here at 26 years old, even after bouts of suicide and depression and anxiety, because of God. Yeah. And I'm thankful. I want to know how you guys go about getting closer to him. I think right now we are in a society that is so fast paced, and there's so much going on, and there's this luxury to being quote unquote busy all the time. So how do you guys go about making time for God and getting closer to him, even in the midst of all of that?
Yeah, that's so good. And it's so true. As much as I love like technology growing and all of this kind of stuff, like it definitely can be harmful, especially with our relationships with Jesus. And so for me, I have to be super intentional with not getting caught up in the things of this world, including things like social media. Like I've known a lot of friends to like honestly delete some, but I think for me, it's harder than just like, oh, let me just delete a social media app, because I've run a lot of my platforms on social media. So I have just had to limit my time that I'm spending on it and really be intentional about like, God, the only place that I can really search for you and learn more about you is in your word. Doesn't matter what, like on my phone or anything like that. So for me, it's just been being intentional about the time and where I'm spending my time. And I also believe so much in like community and discipleship. So if I'm not like just like throwing my face in the word, I make sure I spend time with like church community, people who love the Lord that can encourage me in every season of life.
For me, I mean, obviously we all know reading the Bible and praying is one, but like my unique just said, for me, it's been more so about community. Like my family, we always have talked about God, we always have gone to church together, but here lately we've been more intentional about spending time in his word outside of church with one another.
That's good.
So it's been important to do that. And also for me, since so much of my coming to know him was wrapped up in finding my identity, I've been learning more and more about myself, because I feel like the more I learn about me, the more I learn about him, because I am ultimately made in his image.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to do him right by learning more about who I am and who he has created me to be.
That's good.
Very good. I think the interesting thing about the topic we're discussing today is pursuing a relationship with Christ. When we think about a relationship, it is spending time. Yep. It is getting to know. It is unconditional love and things like that. So those are all of the things that you get when in relationship with God. So I think that's, you know, very important to say, like, you know, getting in touch with who you are, because they always say it's important that you love yourself before you can love others. So if you're able to tap into a love for who you are, then you can truly tap into a love for Christ. So what are some ways that you spend time with him? I know for me lately, it's been journaling. Actually, today, I love putting pen to paper. So I got up and I sat down with my journal and I wrote my prayer out in the journal as opposed to just saying it. And for me, that was my very intentional way of spending time with God. My word for this week was being intentional. So I had to make sure that I was finding ways to be intentional, not only with the things that I want in life, but specifically with my relationship with him. So what are some specific ways that you spend time with God?
If it's not reading my Bible, like I love worship. Even though, like, I tell people, like, we're so gifted in different areas. Singing for me is not one of them. But when it comes to worship, I love just, like, singing praises to the Lord. I feel like, for me, it helps draw closer. And then, like you kind of said, I'm a big journaler, too. Well, even just writing down anything that comes to mind. And then I can look back at it and say, okay, God, this is where you were at the whole time. And so I love just, like, journaling and listening to worship and just kind of something that's been helping me is I have a Bible app. It's like a commentary. So it's been helping me dive deeper into the word because sometimes I don't like I'm great with the New Testament. You always have people that are like, are you more New Testament or Old Testament? When it comes to Old Testament, I like my brain just like dies and I'm like, I don't get it. Wait, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
And so something that's, yeah, it's super hard. Like it's so many names and people and things that are happening. But something that's been, it's history all over again. So something that's been helping me just like learn so much about the Bible and like the Old Testament is listening to commentaries and also studying them. And I feel like it has helped me so much in just like understanding the Lord's heart and the heart for the people he had back then and the heart that he still has for people today. So it's been so much fun to just kind of be able to really study the word in the way that it's not like just I'm just reading it, you know what I mean? But really taking intentional time to study it so I understand.
For me, definitely, like you said, journaling, because like I said, I'm focusing more so on emotions now. So writing out how I feel and then going to him and saying, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this? Because I feel like we think emotions are negative simply because we don't know what to do with them. So going to him and saying, okay, how do you want me to use this for myself and for you? So just asking him questions. I know a lot of people say we shouldn't question God, but I feel like gaining an understanding of him and who he is what I'm doing when I'm quote unquote asking him questions. So just journaling and understanding what he wants me to do with my gifts and talents. And also, like my unique said, I love worship music. I fortunately am gifted in that area. So I've been getting more into writing more worship music as well.
Oh, I love that. I definitely feel like worship is, it's a direct connection. I've had so many indescribable experiences with God through worship. So right now I'm actually a part of a 90-day Bible challenge with Sean Sanders, and he's a pastor up in New Jersey. My cousin's my best friend, and she's also my partner in my spiritual walk. And she introduced me to him the first time when we did the 90-day Bible challenge, which is how I was able to understand the Bible a little bit differently than I have ever before. And right now we're doing that challenge again, but we're focusing on worship. So he's intentionally diving in and pulling out scriptures that reference worship and help us to understand worship and why God gave us the gift of worship. And then he's allowing us to worship at the end of that session. So there's like a time period in which there's just worship music playing, and you really are allowed the opportunity to worship with God. And I just love what that does for your soul. It's very enriching. It's direct connection. It's almost silent communication. Like, even if you're not opening your mouth to sing, and you're just listening to the lyrics or listening to the music, God is speaking to you. So I love, I definitely love worship as a way to spend time with him. So my unique, you're very intentional about this with the use of Instagram for believers. But what are some ways that you encourage others to get to know Christ for themselves? People look at it like almost we're badgering people when we go around and or they say we beat them over the head with the word or whatever the case may be. But that's not always the case. Sometimes encouraging others to get to know him is just simply in your living. So what are some ways in which you encourage others to get to know
Christ? Yeah, I honestly think people overthink it. And by that, it's like I get asked this question all the time, like on Instagram for believers. And I just think that we overthink it because we want something that's sometimes people want something that's just overly spiritual and like a lot of fancy words. And I'm like, just living your life for Christ. You know what I mean? And so in that, it's like sometimes I don't even have to say that I'm a believer or anything of that, but people can see it in me. And so thus sparks a conversation to these things. And it's so funny because two of my best friends in the entire world are actually not Christian. And people ask me, like, how is that possible? Like, I have friends that are believers. I have close friends that are believers. But two of my best friends are actually still figuring it out, and I allow them to do that. But I don't badger them with questions. And so I think that in me just treating normal conversations like normal conversations, I found that in the last couple of months especially, they have been the ones asking me questions about who the Lord is. They have been the ones like, okay, wait, I've seen someone post a scripture and I want to know what it means. And so they've actually been the ones coming to me asking questions versus me like, oh, you guys, like, Jesus is coming. Like, you need to find Jesus right at the second. And it's not that I don't have that urgency in my heart to say stuff like that, but I think that it's just in simple ways of like living our lives for Christ. And so that's not even just on the platform. I believe that my character and who I am starts when I'm not on the platform, where people don't see me. And so those are just the things that the Lord, you know, will eventually show like who I am as a person. And so I just think in the everyday normal living our lives for Christ. And so when people do ask questions, that they're not feeling pressured to know the Lord or feeling like I'm really just like you said, like badgering them with the word of God, of just like just a simple way of like, okay, this is what the Bible says, this is what the Lord is saying about that scripture. And so I think I'm so blessed to be able to have like a calm spirit in that, where people are not turned off by the word of God, they're not turned off by me being a Christian. And so I even posted this the other day of just like, I never want to be an overbearing person where it makes someone not want to believe in the Lord. I never want someone to say, I don't believe in the Lord because of the way my unique was acting or saying, like, I want to be in everything I do. I pray that the Lord, like, allows me to walk in love, you know, where it's like a kind, gentle spirit towards people. So they will want to know the Lord instead of like, oh, I don't want to go to church because of that. Like, you did a poor representation of being a Christian, you know? So I just think just being simple and like the way I have normal conversations with my friends is the way I have normal conversations in a church setting. So just keeping it simple of just like letting the Lord, let God be God and letting his light shine through our lives.
And Courtney, if you want to expound on that.
Yes, for me, I think it's definitely the way I live my life. Like, I want people to be able to see it. And also just sharing, like, a lot of people who I'm friends with, they tend to gain stuff, like, they tend to be influenced by social media stuff. So posting on social media what God has done for me and allowing them to see it firsthand, like, when they're hanging out with me, it makes such a big impact. And I, like my unique said, I feel like a lot of times people think that we have to, you know, bash the word into people, but people won't accept it that way.
Yeah.
So just living your life and showing them that God is real is a huge part of how I influence people to get a relationship with him, and just sharing my testimony as well.
Yeah.
I think for me personally, one of the major ways I go about doing it is being transparent. Yeah. I always refer to myself as a vessel. Like, everything that I do, all of the gifts that I have, they're not my own. There's something that was gifted to me. So everything that I do is in thanksgiving. Like, I'm an actress. So the skills and the gifts that God has given me and my ability to tap into my emotions the way I do is all because that's what God gifted me. Yeah. So I always... you know, as cliche as it is, I always thank him first. I always put him first. If you ask how I did it, he did it. Like, I didn't do it.
That's it.
So that's my main way of witness. And then, you know, even with my social media and things like that, I'm super transparent on there.
Yeah.
I show people the good and I show them the bad and I show them the ugly because when you open up the word, you see the good, you see the bad, you see the ugly, and all the stories. There's no perfect person in the Bible. One of my favorite stories is the story of Joseph. And this is a man who was obedient in every season that was given to him, not knowing where he would be. And he even, you know, got to a point where he was petty, like he was modern day petty. So like, he's a human, and I think in being human we show people that it's less of us and more of him, and that's a way to draw them in. And then if they, you know, want to know more about salvation, that's something that we're, you know, mindful of, and we can share that with them. But I think it has to start with love. It has to start with love, living in love, acting in love, speaking in love, and that will draw people to God because he is love.
I agree so much. I think people ask me like how Instagram for Believers like kind of grew so much and what God is doing. And I was like, I don't do anything, guys. Like, I just listen to the Lord. He completely gets all credit. Like, I don't do any fancy like techniques, and I don't follow rules or guidelines. Like, I just believe that the Lord just does everything. So people kind of get frustrated with me when they ask me that. And I'm just like, I'm sorry you're frustrated, but I can't explain it. I can't explain things that it completely has nothing to do with me, because it's literally all that the Lord has been doing.
So as we wrap up, I have the most important question, because I could literally talk about this all day, but if we had to give a refined answer, how has your relationship with Christ and ultimately your pursuit of a stronger relationship with Christ changed your life?
I think for me, it's just, I think personally it's just allowed me to see so much more of myself that I didn't think was possible. I hope that people would think, when they think of me, they think of a humble person, you know what I mean? And so I don't really think much of what I do or like what's going on. Like, I try to keep a humble heart. That's something my mom has always taught me. But I think in pursuing the Lord, he has shown me like, my unique, there's a whole world of greatness that I have for you that I can't wait to show you. You know what I mean? And so I don't think I learn these things until I'm being intentional about pursuing the Lord, because it's like, even with Instagram for Believers, I would have never in a million freaking years seen this as my life. I would never see ministry as my life. Like I said, like I have my bachelor's in graphic and web design and I took it because it made good money, you know? So it's like the opportunities and the things that the Lord has shown me as I've been pursuing him has just been like things that I could have never dreamed or imagined. Like he has opened doors and opportunities that I wouldn't have been able to do by myself. It's completely been him and it's just been everything that he's shown me, like kind of how the disciples, you know, were. It's like at times where he was just like, you know, follow me. You know what I mean? You have people who were just fishermen, you know, tax collectors, people who just like that was their life. And so once they began to follow Jesus, it was this whole new world of a life that was so good and so fulfilling and so fruitful. And so I think that's what the Lord has just been showing me as I pursue him more and more daily. It's just like, there's a whole world, you know, like we look up to the disciples, you know what I mean? Like we read the Bible and we're like, man, like I love X, Y, and Z. Like I love Peter. I love Matthew. And so in our own way, we are now the new day, like the modern day disciples, and other people are looking at us. And it's like, I would have never had this life had I not chosen to follow him, you know? So it's just been a beautiful process. I've only been on this journey for a few years and already the Lord has just been doing so many great things. And it's like, now that I see that things are possible and that like whatever God does, he truly does, it just makes me excited for the future.
For me, I think it's definitely helped me a lot in how I love myself and how I love others. For the longest of times, I did not have any love or respect for myself. So knowing that the creator of the universe loves me was like played a huge part in how I love myself and how I treat others as well. Mm-hmm. But as far as like and I feel like this goes into the self-love as well, I didn't know or even think or imagine that I had a purpose in life. So it's obviously shown me that I do have a purpose. Yeah. And what that purpose is, and that I am fully capable of that purpose, not because of who I am, but because of who God is in me. Yeah. So it's just helped me in life, period, like just to continue striving towards greatness and what he has called me to be.
I agree. I think for me, so I think it's an ongoing thing, our relationship with God. I recently was experiencing a little bit of a disconnect with a struggle with anxiety and depression and feeling like it was harder for me to connect to God in a way that I had done before. I was just like, why is it so hard for me to pray right now? But also knowing that like the Holy Spirit was stepping in my weakness. Yeah. And doing it for me. Because that's just how God works. I think the biggest way to say that it changed me is for the better. It humbled me because I was so caught up in feeling like I needed to be so great because that's what we're, you know, that's what society tells us. But learning that it was less about me and more about the kingdom, mm-hmm. And that changed for me. And it also changed my perspective. I see things differently because of God, and I'm so thankful for that, because things that looked so negative before and places that I was unable to show people mercy before, I'm able to show them mercy now because I know that God is showing me mercy. I'm able to love people differently because I know that God loves me in a different way. It's an overall change. There's no one thing that I can pinpoint, but I am better because of God. So in closing, I would like to encourage our listeners to follow Instagram for Believers and Feed Your Soul. She has so many amazing quotes throughout the page to share with you that will speak to you in the midst of your struggle or just in your daily life, whatever it is you're dealing with. Even if you're not dealing with anything at all, they're just encouraging words and affirmations all throughout her page. And like Courtney mentioned originally, the t-shirt design is phenomenal. It's very simple, but it says so much. Being broken is not the end. And that's because Jesus loves you just the way you are. He finds people where they are. They always say he doesn't get prepared people. He prepares the people. So there's something very interesting about allowing God to shape you in the midst of where you are. You don't have to be perfect when you come to him. He wants you to come just the way you are. So if you do not know God and you've listened to this podcast and you want to get to know him better, I want to close out with a salvation prayer that was in the midst of my cousin's new book. She wrote a book called I Didn't Plan for This, But God Did. And I absolutely love it. It has spoken to my life. And at the very end, she lends us this salvation prayer. It says, "Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and have fallen short over and over again. I do believe that you died for my sins and rose again from the dead to wash away all of our sins. I want nothing more to invite you into my life as my own personal savior, and I want to walk alongside you. I know that this will not always be easy, but with you, I know and trust that it will be worth it. Love your child," and you can insert your name there. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." There is something so important about pursuing a relationship with God that has changed me, and as you have heard, has changed Courtney and has changed my unique. And I encourage each and every one of you to find out for yourself just how good he is. Thank you, my unique, for joining us and for answering these questions with such vulnerability and honesty. It has truly been a blessing to be on this call with the both of you. Thank you, Courtney, for taking the time to be here on the podcast today. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And my unique, if you could just share with everyone before we leave a little bit about how they can stay abreast to what you have going on.
I always encourage people to just follow me on Instagram for Believers. I do have a personal page, but I honestly don't use it or check it much. And a lot of it is just behind the scenes stuff of what God is already doing with Instagram for Believers. And so Instagram for Believers is a main platform. And then also For the One podcast, you can just click the link. It's in my bio all the time, of just like either Apple or Spotify, wherever you're listening for a podcast, and it'll take you directly to everything for me. And then also, if you're just looking for a blog where I kind of dissect more into posts, it's literally just fortheone.co.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, my unique. As always, as Courtney says, make sure that you are practicing freedom. We love you, freedom believers, and we hope to see you soon. Take care.